The District of Squamish has published its 2022 annual report, outlining the local government's accomplishments and priorities from the past year, and beyond. Inside the 56-page report, according to a release, are accomplishments from 2022, audited financial statements, permissive tax exemptions and objectives for 2023 and 2024. This annual report captures the 2022 activities of the District of Squamish staff and council, demonstrating where we focused our efforts, how we delivered despite turbulent times and what can be achieved when multiple entities come to the table, said Mayor Armand Herford in the release. The 2022 report identifies the final year of progress toward the district's 2019-2022 strategic plan. That plan had four main pillars: the planet and the environment, housing affordability and diversity, local economy and jobs, and neighborhood connectivity and public spaces. The report acknowledged many highlights in each of these categories, some of which include active transportation upgrades, endorsing the Zero Waste Action Plan, the formation of the Squamish Community Housing Society, an increase in the overall labor force between 2019 and 2022, refurbishing both fire halls, and starting construction on several parks. Looking ahead, Council recently unveiled its 2023-2026 strategic plan, which outlines four new pillars: connected and livable community, resilient people and relationships, reliable service delivery, and prepared for the future. Squamish is a busy place, and the council table is no exception. We have outlined strategic objectives for 2023-2026 that will move us closer to our shared community vision for Squamish. We look forward to working with all members of our community towards achieving that vision together, said Herford. There are two opportunities still available to provide feedback for the 2023-2026 strategic plan, including the Squamish Chamber of Commerce luncheon atop the Sea to Sky gondola on June 14, which requires the purchase of a ticket. There is also a drop-in with the mayor on June 21 from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Municipal Hall. The public's first opportunity to provide feedback on the plan was on Saturday, June 3, at the Squamish Farmers Market. District Council will accept the 2022 report at its annual general meeting on June 20. You can view the report at squamish.ca/budget-financial-statements-and-annual-reports. View the 2023-2026 strategic plan at squamish.ca/strategic-plan.